keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, we'd step out of the time machine until 1948. What were things like on the coast side back then?
We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
Two from the coast side elected to Harbor Commission. Aside from President Truman's sweeping re-election to office of President of the United States by defeating the Republican nominees Dewey and Warren, the coast side's most vital interest centered around the outcome for election of Harbor Commissioner. Final tabulations found. Two Coastside residents, Nate Johnson of Princeton and H.N. Clark of Miramar, chosen to the board of five members, which will guide the destiny of the Pillar Point Breakwater. These jobs are a non-salaried elected post. Navy plane lands at the Coastside Airport. A Navy airplane on flight from San Diego to Oakland made a forced landing at the Half Moon Bay Airport. The plane was running low on fuel and was unable to land anywhere bayside due to very, very thick fog. San Mateo County Road nears completion after nearly 4 months of work, which was delayed by shortages of gasoline caused by the recent refinery strike. The contractor has announced that the San Joaquin to the Sea Highway, also known as Highway 92, will be completed in about 2 weeks. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Don't you know how many people came out for Night of Lights? Well, I don't know, because there was a ton. Everyone agrees it was the best. From the tree lighting ceremony to the Night of Light parade, to the quartet singing carols, of course. And chestnuts roasting on an open fire was a huge success. In fact, we had sold out about a half hour even before the event was over. We never can get an accurate count, but the crowd was definitely the largest yet after 18 years of doing this. The floats got bigger and better. My niece, Kimmy, of Granola's Coffee House, had a first-time entry with my mom reading The Night Before Christmas to a group of little ones on the float, while Kimberly and family passed out cookies, homemade, of course, to the crowd. There were other great floats. Alifano Technologies went all out as usual and did a great job. And how about the end of the parade with the fire truck with Santa Claus in there and the entire Jack and Cherise McHugh clan on board the fire truck? It was really special. The nip in the air set the winter scene, and the big moon seemed to be smiling on Half Moon Bay. Thanks to everyone who participated, and we hope the local shops made some good sales that night. Neighbors meeting neighbors made this evening one huge block party to kick off the season. In the meantime, we do hope you'll visit us down at my restaurant, Cameron's Pub, and now also RV Camping. 1948. It is one of the few short years since the ending of World War II, but a new war is beginning between the two former allies. It's called the Cold War. The Soviet Union takes a shot by blockading West Berlin from the United States, Britain, and France. The United States counters with an 11-month airlift of food and supplies. A new nation is born. Israel is declared as an independent state and joins the United Nations. Here at home, fashions are becoming more daring, with the bikini gaining in slowly in popularity. And the first prehab post-war housing is solving housing shortages that are starting to appear. They can be built quickly to accommodate the growing needs for a very inexpensive price for people to buy. And that helps with the baby boomers after the war years by providing young couples with a home with which to start their families. Due to demand of goods and services, prices are rising, and many believe that the government should bring back some wartime price controls, and televisions are appearing in more and more homes. And technology, vinyl, long playing records, played at 33 RPMs, is developed as well. Velcro and the transistor radio are now appearing. Cost of living stats? A loaf of bread is 14 cents. Hamburger meat, 34 cents a pound. And gas is 16 cents a gallon. The musical trends of 1948 include the continuing transition from big bands to individual singers. But make no mistake, people still love their big bands. Here's a number one hit by Art Mooney, and with I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover.
I'm
This female singer graced many a big band sound and went solo this year to produce this hit. Here's Margaret Whiting in Faraway Places.
Faraway places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea. Those far away places with a strange
for the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.